Now, let's get into some of the causes for some of these things. And it is disgusting, the fact that roadkill and other animals are being ground up and then fed back. And then I also want to talk to you about pets, too, because I got to believe the same thing is happening in pet food. But now, when they grind up these animal parts, Howard, for cattle, what are they mixing it in with? Corn in ingredients like that?
Well, yeah. What happens at the rendering plant, you know, you end up with about half of the animal that's slaughtered is not saleable for human consumption.
Right.
So they grind that up, and there's nothing too rotten or putrid that they won't grind up. And like I say, it ends up looking like brown sugar, and it's basically animal protein. And what they do then is they go out and add it to the feed on animals that are in feedlots, and they're giving them corn and silage and barley and milo, whatever the feed is, and then they add in about a pound of this ground up animal. The problem, George, is that a cow is an absolute herbivore. They are supposed to be fed on roughage, grass.
Yes.
And they got a four-part stomach and the whole thing. They were never intended to be a carnivore, and they were never intended to be a cannibal. And boy, I'm telling you what, when you start feeding animals back to these herbivores, Katie bar the door, all of a sudden we end up with these prions, these things that were never alive, that they end up eating holes in the brain. And from the time that a cow is infected until she shows the symptoms and starts staggering around, and that's how they get the term mad cow, is anywhere from 3 to 7 years. Well, the surprising thing about it is very, very few cattle in the United States of America ever lived to be over 4 years of age. So we don't have a whole lot of them that show the symptoms, but doesn't mean that they're not infected. And, it's just like when they found the one up in the state of Washington. They didn't think she had mad cow disease. They thought she was a downer, a non-ambulatory animal, which, we'd been dragging all of those into the kill floor, and about three-quarters of them ended up in our food supply. They didn't think that she was sick. They just thought she had a problem from calving and couldn't walk, and they took her brain. And, I think our government has had a policy for a long time of don't look, don't find. They look for animals that they figure don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they found this one, and this is a cow that came and spoiled Christmas. So, our surveillance in this country is just an absolute sham. Let me give you some numbers.
Okay. And while you're doing that, why do they put this in the feed? I mean, what's the purpose?
It's high in protein, and
so it fattens them up quicker.
Oh, sure. The fact of it is that this rendered material, about 25% of it is feces, and feeding manure back to the animals, and it's not unusual to go and collect chicken manure and feed that to the cattle in the feedlots. It gives a whole new meaning to finger licking good.
We're poisoning them.
Well, yeah, we're poisoning ourselves is what we're doing. So, if we look at what's happening in this country, we have 100 million head of cattle in this country. We have, in the last 13 years, have tested 57,000 brains. The country of France has 11 million head of cattle, and they are testing 75,000 a week. And, they have 10% of the number of cattle we have, and they're testing more animals in a week than we have in 13 years. So we've had this policy, I believe, of don't look, don't find. It's been working well, and all of a sudden they end up getting the wrong animal, they end up with mad cow disease, and now everybody wants to look at it and say, what in the world ever happened? This is the only animal that's out there. Well, George Miller, the congressman from California, introduced a bill today and basically said we ought to test every animal that goes to slaughter for human consumption. And the surprising thing about it, every country in the world that actually tests out of every 14,000 animals they test, they find a mad cow. That means if we take the number of mature animals in the U.S., about 7 million are slaughtered every year, we have about 500 mad cows that are going into our food supply that are undetected.
And they're out there. Now, what are the symptoms if a human comes down with the human way of mad cow?
Well, if you take a human, and remember from the time a human's infected until you show the symptoms can be anywhere from 5 to 40 years.
Yeah, it does incubate then.
Yep.
All right.
And the symptoms are almost identical to Alzheimer's. And if you look at the U.S., we claim right now in the U.S. we have 4 million cases of people that have Alzheimer's. But when they went out in the two studies that I know of, the Pittsburgh Veterans Study and the Yale Study, where they actually took demented people that died, took their brain out, put it under a microscope to tell what they really had, they found anywhere from 6 to 13% of them that were diagnosed with dementia with Alzheimer's really had the human form of mad cow disease, CJD.
Unbelievable.
So our government basically says, we have one case of CJD per million inhabitants. That means we have 270 people in the U.S. that should have CJD. But if we look at those studies of 6 to 13% misdiagnosed, 4 million cases out there, we got a whole lot more people out there that have diseases that are not being diagnosed than what anybody wants to admit to.
Howard, if they stopped throwing in animal parts and roadkill parts in feed, would that eliminate the problem immediately?
Boy, it would go a long way. If we would do what has been effective almost everywhere in the world, number one, quit feeding animals back to these herbivores, and the second thing, test the ones that go to slaughter so that the people that are eating meat don't have to worry about whether they're going to lose their brain or not, because when this happens in a human, George, is 100% terminal. I mean, if you got it, you're going to die from it.
Eventually, it's going to get you.
Oh, yeah. And so that's the common sense thing. You know, get the dead parts out of the animal's diet. And the other thing is, let's test the ones that go to slaughter. When George Miller introduced this bill, nothing could be more right as far as I'm concerned. It's exactly what they're doing in Japan. If you'd go to the European common market, every mature animal that goes to slaughter is tested. They no longer feed animals to animals, and they're actually getting on top of their problem over there.